There are many freedom songs which we have no idea who the authors are, but there is an author who wrote many of the freedom songs. One cannot talk of the freedom songs without talking of Vuyisile Mlimi.
Vuyisile Mlimi, the trade unionist and ANC leader from the Eastern Cape, yes, a great man. He was hanged in 1964 on trumped up charges by the white government.
Watch out for vote. The black man will get you. Watch out for vote. The world sings with Mlimi.
The best of the songs, the most popular, were written by Vuyisile Mlimi. He wrote a song called Nan Sindotinya Mafavut. Nan Sindotinya Mafavut. He sang that song. Nan Sindotinya Mafavut. Watch out for vote. The black man is coming. While he walked to the gallows, and the prisoners in Pretoria prison took up the song that he was singing while he walked to the gallows.
Sharpeville, March 21st, 1960. A group of people protests peacefully against the Dompas, the identification book that controlled all movements of black people. That day, 69 people are killed by the police. This is an extract of an interview given by Nelson Mandela not long after the Sharpeville massacre.
There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks on an unarmed and defenseless people. And I think the time has come for us to consider, in the light of our experiences, whether the methods which we have applied so far are adequate.
The racist regime was powerful and strong with its machine guns and war tanks. The ANC decides it has to fight back. It abandons its non-violence policy and sets up in 1961 Umkhonto weSizwe, the Spear of the Nation, also called MK.
The Freedom Songs, explains Ronnie Castrels, integrate the new orientation of the ANC.